A several hundred foot long heated tent is packed with people checking out wares displayed by hundreds of artists. The most common items feature colorful beadwork, and a few really stand out for their fine detail.
They're like pinpoint.
Mary Jane Derendoff of Fairbanks displays a butterfly patch with super tiny beads.
And so that's what I sell when I sell my beadwork, is I sell that. You just won't see it anywhere. Nobody is going to want to take the time to do that, but that's my trademark.
Derendoff has already sold the butterfly to a customer who's going to have it turned into a hair clip. Derendoff operates her table with a friend.
Mabel Smith, I'm from Barrow.
Smith has spent the last 6 months making 40 big-eyed snowy owl dolls.
I make them out of rabbit skin, and I stuff them with the stuffing, and I order the color of the eyes from eBay. So these are real popular, especially the little kids.
Smith and Derendoff are former high school roommates who team up to sell crafts at AFN.
In Montechcombe, 1968. Mm-hmm. And how many years ago?
45 years ago. She keeps me going. She's got more energy than I do. So I get refreshed.
She's crazy, just like me, so we get along just fine.
The two say they aren't competitive, but there are a lot of vendors vying for shoppers' money at AFN, and things are expensive.
I just sold one the other day for $1,500.
George Albert is referring to a pair of traditional Athabascan birch-framed snowshoes with moosehide webbing, one of several varieties he's been making at his home in Ruby for over 35 years.
These are completely usable, but a lot of people buy them for art. Just to hang on their wall, but you can strap these on and walk away with them.
Albert has a dozen pairs of snowshoes on hand at AFN and expects to sell them all.
Last time they had AFN here, I sold 14 pairs. Then I went down, I sold snowshoes I didn't even have yet.
I don't know 100%. I can't give you a number, but I'm pretty sure we're not going to have enough by the end of the week, so...
Fairbanks-based Hides clothing owner Rico DeWild displays a new T-shirt design. DeWild's company specializes in tough, native-themed graphics, like an angry skull draped with feathers and flames.
It's called Bad Medicine.
That's a pretty scary design.
Yeah, it represents the bad side of medicine, I guess. I don't know.
Where does this stuff come from in you? How do you come up with these things?
The younger generation, the one that kind of sets the trends with clothing. So it's got to be strong, it's got to be loud, and a lot of times it's got to be mean.
One of DeWild's neon-colored hoodies depicts a bear claw ripping through the chest. It's just an image, but another AFN vendor offers a traditional plant-based salve she says can help heal the real thing.
This is Flo Kenney, K-E-N-N-E-Y. I am from Juneau, Alaska, and I sell painkiller, really a powerful painkiller called caribou leaf salve. This is a plant that they use to treat victims with the big gaping wounds. Wounds from bear mauling to cut the pain down and prevent infection.
Kenny's table is stacked with dozens of little tins of salve. She says she sells thousands of them worldwide every year, mostly for arthritis and general pain relief. So with so many choices, what are people buying at AFN?
A lot of earrings.
Lynette Winfrey of Minto is in her element, having bought two pairs of earrings.
Abalone, and I got silver with amethyst, purple amethyst, so yeah, really pretty.
Another shopper, Victor Joseph of Fairbanks, is also smiling, but a little concerned.
It's costly.
Joseph says the experience is as much about picking up gifts as connecting with vendors and other shoppers.
It's a beautiful time. You get to really see an expression of our people, and and each year you get a little something new that you haven't seen before. And hopefully you don't spend too much money,
For AK at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.